Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Yeah,
I
don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies, make money, make money, money, money.
I'm here for a pill.
Ain't nobody
trying to
get this money for a real.
I went to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at ya. What's going down, everybody? Oh, yeah. Free agency, day three. I mean, today's like the official day. The last couple days was the negotiating period, but we know how it goes. You know, a lot of guys, they agree to their deals. And so here we are. We're going to wait a minute, just let a few people hop in the chat here. And we're going to get ready to smoke it up with the crew. Oh, yeah. And we're going to need people who are here with us and here voting, here with us to vote. That's what I was going to say. And we'll see what teams made some of the best moves here. Stranger, what up, bro? Shout out to the Houday Nation. He said, something broke the internet when I Google Cincinnati Bengals. I no longer get the Twitter results. Man. Yeah, that was a lot of Twitter news. And one of the guys who was on the move was Joe Mixon. Let's see if they put the trade details up yet. Nothing yet. I'm sure it's probably nothing. I mean, if they were about to release him, it's probably like a sixth or seventh rounder. Like, it's got to be like nothing. Because why would you give up? You know, why would you give up more than that? Hey, shout out to Taz Not Koo on Rumble. What up, what up? And I can't remember. Taz Not Koo. I can't remember. What's your Twitch name? Or were you just one of the Rumble peeps? Are you brand new? And Gandhi Santos, what up? Jacobs plus Higgins for Bijan. Dynasty win now roster. Dynasty win now roster, that's a horrible move then, because you're trading two guys who are going to be, I mean, Jacobs definitely has the potential to still be a top 12 guy. Higgins, I mean, maybe not a top 12 guy, but, you know, wide receiver two, like at least like a top 24 guy. Bijan, like, yeah, like maybe he's gonna be like a top 10 guy, maybe ends up being top 7, top 5, but I'm keeping Jacobs and Bijan if it's dynasty win now. And even if you are rebuilding, that's still not a good move for a rebuilding team as well. Oh, All right. Let's get this dab flowing. See, there's a bunch of people who just hopped on. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Stranger said Mixon was traded for a seventh, but I see conflicting results on whether or not it's a conditional. Okay, interesting, interesting. And even then, like, what would it be? Like a seventh that could be like a conditional sixth or, you know, something like that. See, that's what's crazy. So that means, like, it's not even this year. Like, if it's a conditional pick, like, that totally means that this is like a next year, like, thing. So that, if that's the case, because I don't know, I'm just going off of what Stranger told me. He is, he's our resident Bengals a guy over there. Yeah, that's very interesting. If it's not even a 2024 draft pick, it'd be very, very interesting if it's just 2025. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Taz not cool. Okay, he was here for the UFC 299, was here watching Sean put that beat down on Cheeto. Hell yeah. Thanks for coming back, brother. Appreciate you. Yeah, we're usually live at least once a day. We're talking NFL free agency today, and we have been the last couple days. We're going to get some voting going, seeing who everybody thinks made the best moves. First, we're just going to kind of go down the list again of the of a lot of these moves that happened. Gandy Santos, that doesn't make a difference. If Higgins is my wide receiver 4 or 5 behind CD, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Olave, Ayuk, and Dell. It makes me value Higgins less for your team. But when it comes to negotiating and trading someone away, because that's what we're talking about. So, like, the way that you value him, if you value him low and you sell him low, all you're doing is hooking up your trade partner. That is it. I'm not saying that Bijan's not worth it, because he is, but I'm just saying you're trading away a wide receiver, like someone who could be, let's just say, low end, because I don't have super crazy expectations for Josh Jacobs, but let's just say super low end running back one, okay, and then a mid-level wide receiver two, and if he doesn't get hurt, and if Burrow doesn't get hurt, like, I don't know what world we live in where Higgins isn't a top 20 guy. So as trading a wide receiver one and a wide receiver two for a higher end wide receiver one. So that's why, if you want to get Bijan, you know, to cheer for him, like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, I feel like you're trading that. I'd want the Jacobs and Higgins side if it's a win now. That's what it comes down to. Not that it's not a bad trade, not a bad trade at all. I'm just saying it's win now team. I want the side that gives me the most, like, potential point value, like right now, and it ain't Bijan. Gandhi said, valid point. Thanks, fam. Got you, bro. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not saying don't trade for Bijan. I'm just saying repackage it somehow. Because Jacob's value should be a little bit more on the up and up. Like, now, Packers had a way better offense than the Raiders did last year. And maybe not in the run game all the time, but Aaron Jones was hurt a lot of the year. So if, you know, Josh Jacobs gets hurt, like, I mean, that, you know, anything can change anything around. But hey, hey, Peacock in the house. What up, Peacock? That's a dope ass emoji right there. Yeah, and Phil in the house. What up? All right, more dabs. Let's go. Dabs, 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 dabs. So let's see. The big time QB news, or the big time QB signings. And Devo, let's smoke it up, homie. What up, Devo? Damn, Craig said Patriots doing nothing. So our man Lee, you know, my ear to the streets, who's pretty much, you know, covering every piece of news that he can digest. He said that he's heard rumors about the Patriots potentially making trades with the Chargers for a wide receiver like a Keenan Allen or a Mike Williams, or potentially even a Joey Bosa or a Khalil Mack. None of those really sounded like they made sense to me. Patriots are very, I mean, I'm just calling them young because of, like, the QB situation, like, you know, coaching situation now, things like that, because they're probably not super, super young, you know, like just based on like the average age of all their players. But new regime, first time in, first time this century where they have a different coach other than Belichick. And yeah, it is going to be very interesting to see if the Patriots do. Like, it's not like the Patriots never made moves. They just don't overpay, never overpaid in these moves. I mean, shit, they got Randy Moss for like a fourth rounder from the Raiders way back in the day. So it's like, you know, they make trades. It's just got to be worth it. I mean, shit, they traded for Brandon Cooks. They traded Brandon Cooks for a first rounder. I mean, they make it to the Super Bowl and they lose. Then they trade him away for a first round. So, I mean, just kind of like good value. Good moves that they did. Peacock said, safe to say my Texans winning free agency so far. Well, we're gonna go check. We're gonna do a deep dive. And Peacock said Chargers need to cut someone. Mac, Williams, Allen, all super expensive right now. Yeah, but we know about these Fugazi. We know about the Fugazi cap hit, though. I mean, the cap limits and all that, and it went up. Like, how much did it go up? Went up like 30 something mil or something like that. So yeah, I mean, they're expensive, but it don't matter. Cap keeps going up. So the big QB signings: Kirk Cousins going over to the ATL. Gardner Minshew is going to Vegas to compete for the job. 2 years, 25 mil. Jacoby Brissett getting back to New England. As of right now, it's only Bailey Zappi and Jacoby Brissett over there because Mac Jones was traded. You ask who? Mac Jones traded to the Jags. Jameis Winston got over to the Browns for 1 year, 4 mil. And Russell Wilson, so funny because he's at the bottom of this list because his deal is only 1 year, 1.2 mil. But he's getting paid like 38 mil from the Broncos. So he's still very close to 40 mil a year. Those were the QBs. Running backs: Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. 4 year, 48 mil deal, only 12 mil of it guaranteed. So if they really wanted to get out of the Josh Jacobs business, they could as of next year. Saquon Barkley, 3 years, 37.75 mil, 26 of it guaranteed. Tony Pasta, 3 years, 24 mil, no guaranteed money though from Tennessee. DeAndre Swift, 3 years, 24 mil, 15 mil guaranteed. Devin Singletary. It's funny. I'm just going in the list, going in the order of like their total contract. And Devin Singletary, 3 years, 16.5 mil, nine of it's guaranteed. And here we go. This might have been the biggest news that hit yesterday was Derrick Henry, 2 years, 16 mil, nine of it guaranteed. He is going to Baltimore. Antonio Gibson going to New England, 3 years, 11 mil. Austin Eckler only got 8 mil for 2 years from the Commandos. Let's see. I mean, shit, Zach Moss. How crazy is it that Zach Moss and Austin Eckler are warranting the same amount of money? Because Zach Moss got a 2 year, $8 million deal. And Chuck and Knuckles, what up? Said, yeah, this guy's healthy. He's going to live a long life. Who are you talking about, fucking weirdo? let's see. That was the running backs. I think it's still been very weak with the wide receivers. We know that Michael Pittman, he re-signed with the Colts. I mean, the biggest free agency moves wide receiver-wise is Darnell Mooney and Gabe Davis. Darnell Mooney going to the Falcons. Gabe Davis going to the Jaguars. Both got 3 years, 39 mil. Insane. Gabe Davis, 24 mil guaranteed. Darnell Mooney, 26 mil guaranteed. That shows you how bad the wide receiver landscape is this year for free agency. But the rookies coming in, I mean, this is probably, okay, so I said this before, that, and I'm going to say why, but this could be the best wide receiver rookie class ever. Now, we've seen wide receivers get drafted in the top five picks of the NFL draft, but that is super, super rare. Like, I went through every single pick. It was like 24 picks out of however many years of drafts we have. That's it, 24 wide receivers. We only saw it happen three times where there was a wide receiver drafted number one overall. And the last time that happened, it was Keyshawn Johnson. And that was like, what, 96, 97? I don't even remember what year he got drafted. So we could potentially see a first overall wide receiver picked. And that would match, you know, some of the best wide receiver classes just because of that, because of the top heavy one piece. But we're talking about Neighbors also potentially being a top five guy. If we see two wide receivers drafted in the top five picks, that right there is already going to be like almost enough to say this is the best wide receiver class ever. But if that's not enough, what is there, like seven or eight wide receivers that are projected to go into the first round? I think the most that we've ever seen is seven, if I'm not mistaken, either six or seven going in the first round. So this could be the year we see eight, nine, or 10 wide receivers somehow going in the first round. I mean, that would definitely guarantee this as like the best drafted, you know, or highest drafted wide receiver class. And like, it's crazy because there's so much talent that is still going to be there in the second round as well. I think when I was looking at projections, I feel like there was like 14 to 16 wide receivers specifically that were projected to go in the top two rounds. And we'll see what happens. But wide receivers, based on the free agency, we could tell the talent is not there. I mean, Gabe Davis and Darnell Mooney are the top end wide receivers who are off the board so far. And yeah, that is not top end at all. Let's see what strangers say. I really want to make fun of the Chiefs for signing Irv Smith, but I can't bring myself to believe he's more than a camp body that would be cut before the 53. Probably. I mean, when you got no money, Irv Smith is kind of the best that you can do. But yes, Irv Smith, like, he was one of those guys who was going to be like the next big phenom. You know, and it's ridiculous that there are still people to this day who will come out and defend Irv Smith Jr. because it happens all the time. And I don't know why. And the stranger said 10 first round wide receivers could be sweet for my Bengals in round two. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like, I mean, that's why the Chiefs, even with 30, you know, being pick 32, being pick 32 out of 32, they still are going to, I don't know if they're going to get a wide receiver, but we all know that they should. They should. And they're still going to get a top end wide receiver with pick 32. Like, that's the thing that's insane. But yeah, now I can't wait for the draft. I mean, we got, a month and a half? End of April, we're going to get it. What up, Dennis? And Dennis said, you left out Joe Mixon and Aaron Jones. Well, I guess because they weren't. I mean, was Aaron Jones a free agency signing? I mean, Joe Mixon, not a free agency signing. I mean, he was traded to the Texans, which caught everybody by surprise. And I think Stranger said it was like a seventh round pick, which makes sense because they were literally about to release him. So yeah, giving up a seventh rounder for someone you're about to release. And then Aaron Jones moving over to the Vikings. How did that? Yeah, let me see. Yeah, because he was just released. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why they don't have him on this list. Because, yeah, the at least what we heard, the deal with Aaron Jones is a 1 year, $7 million with the Vikings. I mean, with Kirk Cousins, there was all, you know, all types of things were possible. I don't think that I'm going to be, I don't think for redraft that I'm going to be going crazy on the Vikings, players. Yeah, Stranger said the Mixon trade was a good plot twist. Better than just getting rid of him, right? Got something for him. Yeah, Peacock said trade a seventh rounder is what I'm hearing for sure. Peacock said Mixon's stats were better than Saquon's. Last season, he roughly the same size. Didn't realize that. Thought Mixon was smaller. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who hate on Mixon, and it's like him getting injured for like the handful of years that he did. I mean, that plagued him as far as like the fantasy value. But yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow gets hurt last year, you know, and like their whole kind of offense suffered at least to a certain extent because of it. Joe Mixon still did his thing. They pretty much just told Joe Mixon, they're like, hey, you got to take a pay cut or you're out. Same thing with Aaron Jones. They're like, you got to take a pay cut or you're out. And, which I don't even know how it's legal to do that. I mean, I guess they're not employees. They're independent contractors. And I'm sure it's like in, what do they call those contracts? Like at will, where you could just, you can be cut anytime for any reason. Doesn't fucking matter. Hey, hey, Matt in the house. What up, bro? Hope you're doing good, homie. Stranger said, glad to see the NFL script writers are looking like better quality than last year, right? Exactly. Hopefully they got rid of some of those bullshit ones. Whoever was the one who said we want Aaron Rodgers to go down in the fifth play of the season. I hope they fired that guy. Yeah, see, look at that. Peacock said Mixon was like fantasy RB5 last year. Wild. Had like 52 receptions. Helps for sure. And now no Singletary, right? There for the Texans, so maybe Mixon will be like the dual guy. Cause yeah, I mean, I don't like Mixon as far as like the rushing upside. Cause I just don't think it's there, you know, like what, I mean, his upside might be 1200 yards, you know, on the ground, which is still good. Not amazing though. You know, I'm more intrigued about the receptions because yeah, if he could throw down 50, 60 receptions and he's the guy who gets used that way, like, yeah, he's going to be a top end running back this next year, but he's got to mix in a shitload of receptions. But I mean, Singletary was doing that last year, so why can't he? And Peacock said that's fair. He looks more like a plotter as of late. Yeah. And even the 1200, like that's what I feel is like ultimate like ceiling. Like, but if he, even if he cracks 1,000, if he has 50, 60 plus receptions and like, you know, 700-800 like receiving yards, like it's possible. I don't know if that's the kind of offense that they're going to deploy, but I know that, I mean, the line's still pretty bad, right? You're going to have to do something like that. And Stranger said, Joe Mixon, great guy. And as a Bengals fan, appreciate his service, but he hasn't had the explosive burst in a couple years. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't. Also, you guys neglected the running back spot because of him. Like that, because he was good enough. You know, and really, I mean, for fantasy, he did amazing last year. In real life, you know, Bengals had way more problems than him in real life. And it was all stemmed around Burrow not being healthy pretty much the entire season. Yeah, that's really what I want to see. I want to see Joe Burrow be healthy this season. Because, man, that was such a cock tease last year. Like, him just getting hurt in the preseason. And then, man, like, I had an MVP. I had an MVP bet on Joe Burrow last year. That's how highly I thought of him and the pieces that he had. And then he gets fucking hurt. Yeah, I think whatever I bet, it was, like, with the odds I was going to win, like $1,100 had he won the MVP. So it was like 100 and something, I think, that I bet on him. Yeah, Peacock said line was mostly hurt, shuffled around the entire season for the Texans for sure. Yeah, they had three rookie starters at one point. Yeah, because I think even going into game one, didn't they already were down like four starters or something like that? A lot of injuries like in camp for the line, right? Tunsil missed like five games. Okay. They lost Howard halfway through the season, had like three different centers. Yeah, for sure. Like that's going to. Yeah, I mean, that was a real big woe for the Texans. It's crazy how good CJ Stroud still did. Like that was really, really good play calling for him. And I mean, not for him, but just good play calling for the offensive coordinator. Cause it, even though the line was like horrible, it's not like CJ Stroud was taking sacks to the ass, like, you know, 10 times a game or anything like that. I know he's throwing a crazy amount of passes, but yeah, they were getting rid of the ball quick. A very nice scheme that they put together there. I wonder how that's going to change from last year to this year. Now let's smoke it up, guys. Dabbing out of my Dr. Dabber here. Let's get it. Me and Peacock are going to beef now because he's got the puff coat. Nah, just kidding, Peacock. Let's smoke it up. Yeah, Stroud gets the ball out quick. Also extended plays outside of the pocket, went deep a bunch. Yeah, for sure. All the Ohio State quarterbacks got to be thanking their lucky stars that Stroud seems like he, I mean, he may have broken the curse for the Ohio State. This might be the Ohio State, breaking the Ohio State curse. Yeah, Bakes, if you're on the channel that's just my name, yes, that is the old Fantasy Football Funk channel. Yeah. Yeah, so that more or less is going to be like my vlogging channel. You know, we'll show Vegas stuff, we'll show just anywhere that I'm going, just anything that's going on. That's just kind of what I'm going to build up that YouTube for. Peacock said he said, yeah, man, I'm loving the puff coat. Nice. And yeah, I'm just fucking with you either way. He said, I need to re-up on wax for the weekend, though. Got like four dabs left right now. Ooh, man, you went hard in the paint, huh? I like it. What'd you say? You had like a gram of dabs or something? I can't remember what you said you had. But yeah, I would be first time getting a puff coat or any kind of e-dab or whatever. I mean, I'd be going crazy, too. I mean, shit, I'm going crazy with this. I've been smoking dabs way faster. Then with the sipper and all that, I could just pack fatter dabs. All right. And man, and Peacock, I'm telling you, bro, these fucking heady swabs, they are the shit. Like all that oil was just in there right now. And like literally just putting it in the hole. Pause. A nice little twist. And literally soaked up everything. And I know you can't even really see it. So I don't even know why I'm like trying to like put it. Oh, there you go. And kind of see it. That whole bottom right there was all of that oil and heady swabs. These are the shit. You can find them on Instagram. It's literally like it. Literally like it sounds. Heady swabs. Yeah. I thought I had something with their logo on it. But this is... Hella small, but yeah, heady swabs. Yeah, they hooked me up with I mean, they gave me a shitload of these at the last convention that I went to, and then they gave me a couple of their the plastic tubs, which, you know, it's just like some fancy Tupperware. But yeah, like it's I don't even want to use anything else. Like now I don't even want to use anything else. Peacock said the chamber is huge. Oh yeah. Yeah, this thing, it's not fucking around. Way different than this one, which you can see how big that one is. Not even close. Not even close. And here's the piece that that goes inside. There we go. But yeah, that's the oil. It just the oil gets too crazy after a handful of hits. So gotta take that piece out. Get all the oil that's accumulated underneath. And Hollywood, did I shout you out? What up, Hollywood? Stranger said, I can't hate on the third most productive running back in Bengals history. Yeah, for sure. Peacock said, I got the proxy. That baby can be removed and placed in all kinds of different glass. They're seriously going to take all my money. Hell yeah. Bake said, let's get these views up and get this channel monetized, you filthy savages. Yeah, let me, where is it? And you know what? I gotta change this link on here. Yeah, here's the link. All right, there we go. Yeah, Peacock said the chamber is huge. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, makes it way easier to clean, though. Like, that's the thing that's, like, so awesome about this thing. It's way easier to clean. Like, when everything, all the small, like, this one is not bad. It's not bad to clean. But, you know, with this one, like, man, I can literally just pour the alcohol in there, grab a couple paper towels, and like, man, I can clean the inside of this thing like super, super easy. Peacock said, I have the 3D atomizer in mind with the joystick carb cap. It feels like I'm playing a video game when I'm smoking. Nice. Hey, there we go. Peacock hopped over to the X Funk channel. Yeah. Yeah, everybody subscribe over there. If you're not, it's going to be all the vlogging stuff. A lot of fun times ahead. I'm not sure what is going down this year, but yeah, I know for 420, I was thinking about potentially going to like New York because they do like for 420, they're hosting this big event, Cannabis Now. Anyways, just a huge smoking event where everyone's going to be fucking smoking in like Times Square. And you know how they do the ball drop for New Year's? So they're doing a ball drop for 420, like right at 420. It's going to be pretty insane. But there's also going to be a shitload of cannabis lounges opening up here in Vegas. And like, what if I got to like live stream from one of these lounges or something? It'd be pretty awesome. It would be pretty awesome. Stranger said Bengals just signed ADG. Who the fuck is ADG? Yeah, who's ADG? I'm totally spacing on that right now. All right, here we go. Another dab. Oh, okay, Akeem Davis Gaither, first backup linebacker. Okay. Yeah, let me see. Let's see if any, I don't think there's any other tight ends worth mentioning. Nah, it's all pretty whack. Oh, Gerald Everett went to Chicago. I didn't see that. Bye-bye, Chargers. Hello, Bears. They got way too many tight ends over there. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Patrick Queen. I don't know why. I swore I saw that he went to Seattle. Not sure what the hell I saw, because I'm pretty sure I mentioned that yesterday. No, he went to the Steelers. Oh man, that's gonna be insane for him and the Steelers. That shit is gonna be dope. That is gonna be dope. They've been trying to fill their inside linebacker role with have been trying to fill their inside linebacker role for a lot of years, And they haven't been able to do it. Patrick Queen, though, like, yeah, he's taking their defense to the next level. Okay, strange. I saw the news this morning that the Seattle thing was fake. Well, yeah, for sure. This one was wild as well. Josie Jewell getting over there to the Panthers. 3 year, 22 mil. So Patrick Queen's 3 year, 41 mil, 13 of it guaranteed. And Josie Jewell, 3 years, 22 mil, 10 of it's guaranteed. Jordan Hicks, getting over to Cleveland, and it is 4.5 mil guaranteed for him. And, yeah, there's then we just got to be paying attention. We got to be paying attention to the other news, because there was yeah, I know. Let me see. Eric Kendricks got released. Yeah, what's weird is they have Eric Kendricks here. Shows him with San Francisco. Why? Let's see. I guess it's just a rumor right now that they're going to sign him, the 49ers. Yes, it's like 5 hours ago. Oh, wait, 23 minutes ago from CBS Sports that Eric Kendricks joined San Francisco on 1 year. Damn. What the fuck? So I wonder, like, I guess Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles. Like, who knows, like, when he's even fucking coming back anyways. Damn, that's crazy. Fred Warner and Eric Kendricks. Eric Kendricks, I mean, I know he's older. He's like 30 or 31 now, but he didn't look like he lost a step with the Chargers last year. Probably just too much for them. Peacock said, I saw the new light blue colorway the Texans will incorporate in the uniforms. Nice. All right. Let's see. Who else did we have? Oh, yeah. Brandon. Yeah, we mentioned Brandon Jones going to Denver. Xavier McKinney to Green Bay. I mean, that was a huge signing for them. Darnell Savage going to Jacksonville on a 3 year, 21 mil, 12 of it's guaranteed. Elohi Gilman re-signed with the Chargers. Ooh, Geno Stone going from Baltimore to Cincinnati. Okay, Geno Stone was pretty solid. So he's a free safety, right? No, Geno Stone's a strong safety. Oh, maybe not. I just have him listed as a safety. They don't even have him listed specifically. Jeremy Chinn to Washington. Kevin Byard to Chicago. I guess we don't know the details yet, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I mean, that was something that I heard yesterday, that he's going back to the Eagles. Jordan Poyer's going to Miami. What? Stranger said, while watching the NFL network and DJ's top 50 no longer has Joe what? Joe Alt as the highest ranked offensive tackle. Peacock said just about a month and a half away from the unveiling. Let's see. Dang, that's a pretty cool color. It's like powder blue. Yeah, look at this. Here's what Peacock shared. That's a pretty cool colorway. That is a pretty cool colorway. And What is that, Dennis? What'd you share over there? Is the Mike Tyson shit? Oh, man. I hate the shorts on, or the reels on Facebook, or the shorts or whatever, because you can't rewind it. It's funny. Russell Wilson's first day as a Steeler. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Everyone's watching to see what you do. Everyone's looking at you. Oh, everyone's looking at you.
Oh, man. Peacock said everyone's ripping Russ. Hell yeah. What up, Jamie? What's going down, bro? Hey, we got someone on X over here. I actually got a bunch of people watching on Twitter right now. Not too many commenting, though. Let's see. Greg said, so Adam Scheffner says the Chargers are going to have to cut someone before 4 p.m. because they're $25 million over the cap. The three players most likely to cut or trade was Keenan Allen, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. What do you guys think is going to happen here? Yeah, and Peacock mentioned that a little bit earlier. Yeah, so earlier yesterday, our man Lee said that the Patriots had been inquiring with the Chargers about a trade. And it was like all three of those guys plus Mike Williams were the guys who were mentioned. So I don't know if a trade's going to happen with the Patriots, but yeah, definitely a trade seems likely if they've been shopping these guys around, because you wouldn't just want to outright cut them. Like, that would suck. Like, even if you could get something for them. Uh-oh, trade just happened from Adam Schefter. Let's see. Texans are trading DT Malik Collins to the 49ers. Okay. Trade between the Ravens and the Jets. Morgan Moses got sent to the Jets, right tackle. All right. Man, it's so funny. Like right after moves happen, it's super funny when people in like fantasy leagues, like, hey, bro, you got to trade me this person now. Like, cause now I got, cause I got the quarterback. And like now, like, because the wide receiver went over here, I got to double up, man. Got to hook me up. Like, man, people are fucking goofy as hell. Jamie said, haven't heard any Ridley news. Not sure what to make of that. What team do you think he can go to? I think he just doesn't want a bullshit contract. I think that's what it is. He's probably waiting for someone, anybody to get signed. And I don't even know who the best available free agents are right now. Throw it in the chat. Who's the best available free agents who are still out there? Because, I mean, as of right now, I mean, it's Gabe Davis and Darnell Mooney who are setting the wide receiver market. And that's like nada. 39 mil. No way. Peacock said Daniil Hunter and Jeff Okuda both coming home to play in Texas. Heard Hunter even took a pay cut to come here. Oh, is that move official? Hold up. Is that move? That? Let's see. Did it just happen like right now? What up, Tino? Tino in the house. Yeah, I don't see it here on the site that I'm looking at, but is it official? What up, Zeb? Zeb in the house? Okay, Peacock said not official yet. Okay. He said things will be set in stone soon. Okay, cool. Yeah, Peacock said happy league new year. For sure. Today is like the official first day of the 2024 season. Peacock said Casario still has a bunch of cap space to cook. Hell yeah, man. I mean, what did they have? The fourth most available cap space when we started talking about this like last week. So, yeah. Man, the Texans line. I mean, they're just trying to make it crazy over there. That'd be nuts if they got Danielle Hunter. Bake said Renfro got cut today. He's available, probably going back to Carr. Yeah. I mean, because, yeah, what's a guy like Hunter Renfro going to actually warrant, like, contract-wise? Like, he'll be nothing, I'm sure. Tino said Texans going for it next season. Hell, yeah. I mean, this season, right? Since we're already in 2024 territory now. Yeah, that's what's so weird about football, because since it doesn't end in 2023, it's like, yeah, it's just weird because we're like, we're still in last year's mode still. It's like, but today's the first day. Like, today's the official first day of the 2024 season. And shout out to everyone watching on Rumble. Make sure you guys leave some comments in the chat over there. And shout out to Greg, who commented on Twitter. Because a couple days ago, we saw there was like a shitload of people who said that they were like in the room from Twitter. But nobody actually commented or anything. And Tino was like, oh, it's all bots. It's all bots. But we actually had someone comment today. Peacock said all in. There we go. Yep. Hey, that's not breaking. I said that 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Texans traded Malik Collins to the 49ers. Which I don't even know who that is. I mean, I know he's a defensive tackle. That's the only thing that I know, but he wasn't really like any kind of fantasy relevant last year. Zeb said, who's going to be the running back for the Cowboys, Zeke or a draft guy? Peacock said, Tino said, Deuce. Hell no. Peacock said he was a stud in the middle for us last year. Nice. Nice. Okay. So let me see if I can find a team by team. I mean, it's crazy because like today's the first day, like officially, and I don't even think it's official until like 1 o'clock West Coast time, where the actual ink to paper is going to be happening. All right, let's see. Let's see if I can find a site where it's like team by team. Okay. Yeah, let's look at this. Found one. And we'll just go through and we'll kind of give the team grades. How about that?
Cover it. Okay, here we go. Let's zoom in a little bit.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today.
We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
There we go. Get that crap off the side there. Okay, so how about this? Let's just vote. I mean, not even vote. We'll just give them a grade. I mean, yeah, we'll go through all 32 teams. I bet it won't take us long. Let's start with the Cardinals. They signed Justin Jones, DT, 3 years, 30 mil. That was their big signing. Sean Murphy Bunting. I mean, that's solid. 3 years, 25 mil. Mac Wilson, 3 years, 12. Tristan Colon. I'll give him a C minus, or I'll give him a C plus because of the Justin Jones and Sean Murphy Bunting. But if they didn't sign those two, like, this would be like a big F in there. So they kind of just made it even after that. Greg said, big Colts fan, looking forward to seeing what Anthony Richardson can do. What's your thoughts on him and the Colts grade? All right, we'll jump into the Colts. Yeah, and people, anybody who wants, just like throw the team in and we'll go to the team. So Anthony Richardson, I just feel like I'm not as hyped on him as so many people are. I wasn't really hyped in the combine because of him. It's like the most things that they were saying about him. He's so athletic. And like, I really hate that. Like, I don't want my quarterback to be described as only athletic, you know, gunslinger, rocket arm, like anything that has to do with throwing. So that's my kind of beef with him. He's just going too high for me in like, if we're talking fantasy football, real life, he's probably perfect for them because they don't have a bunch of like, you know, crazy wide receiver options. I mean, you got JT and you can, like, you know, if you just control the ground game, the defense is super solid now. So for real life, kind of like him. For fantasy football, kind of out on him. Zeb said, what do you think about Patrick Queen going from the Ravens to the Steelers? I like it. I like it. And let's see the Colts. So they re-signed Michael Pittman. I mean, that was good for them because it was not any kind of like crazy deal. Like, that's a real good team-friendly deal for them. Re-signed Grover Stewart, re-signed Zaire Franklin, re-signed Kenny Moore. Like, I mean, they get an F for free agency because none of them are free agents, you know. But I mean, this is like a B. This is like a solid B for them re-signing. I mean, Michael Pittman. They signed guys at every level of the defense that they needed to. So, yeah, I like this. But for free agency, they got a big F. They didn't do shit for free agency. I know that all those guys were like free agents, so they had to re-sign their guys. So, I don't know. I guess that's the tough part is technically, I guess they were free agents. Let's see. Let's go back. Who? Falcons. Kirk Cousins, Mooney, Warner. Whoever the fuck that is. The Landman. They re-signed him. I mean, shit, I don't like the Darnell Mooney signing. I feel like they paid him way too much. But, I mean, Kirk Cousins gets him an A+. Like, they haven't had a real good – they haven't had a good QB in a long time because Matt Ryan wasn't even a good QB. I mean, he was, like, competent his last few years, and that was about it. Tina said Steelers got stars on every level of that defense. TJ Queen, Minka, Joey Porter Jr. Like, yeah, they're it's crazy. It is crazy. It's insane that they got Queen. She's a killer, Queen. Jamie said Browns defense going to be a force again this year. Looking forward to watching them dominate while Deshaun fails.
Hello, ladies.
Greg said, how about the thoughts on the best wide receiver in football, Justin Jefferson? The rumor is he turned down a $30 million contract already with the Vikings. The rumor is that he did not want Kirk Cousins to be traded. Now, Kirk Cousins, Kirk Cousins didn't get traded, but yeah, I know what you mean. He's not there anymore. Will Justin Jefferson demand a trade? I don't think he's going to demand a trade. I think that now it's all not 100% about the money. Because how is he going to be able to put up Justin Jefferson's stats if he doesn't even have a QB that's at least like competent to Kirk Cousins? They don't even have to be better than Kirk Cousins. They just have to be somewhat competent to him. And yeah, as of right now, it ain't looking good. Sam Darnold. it ain't looking good. Ain't looking good. Baltimore. They re-signed Justin Madbuki, so they franchise tagged him, then they re-signed him. Like, that's huge. Not a free agency move because he was never a free agent, but that's huge. And then Derrick Henry, that's the best running back signing, like, right there out of everybody, that's for sure. Tina said JJ got screwed, come to Dallas. Let's see. Yeah, Buffalo made a lot of moves because you look at it, they made a lot of extensions here. Buffalo. They had to cut Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer. Like, that's pretty wild. Yeah, I mean, Buffalo's going to be Buffalo gets a bad grade from me. They're like an F. Buffalo's like an F. They had no money, though, so they had, like, they were negative 40 mil. That's the thing that'll make it a D. How about that? Because they were negative 40 mil in cap space and they cut like so many people. And Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer, I think those were kind of like the ones at the end that kind of pushed them over the hump of making it in the green or whatever. Let's see. Panthers. Josie Jewell. That was huge. Getting multiple linemen over there. Like, that is, like, really huge. Like, I don't know if I'm giving them an A. They're getting at least a B+ because of getting the two linemen over there. Very, very needed. And then Josie Jewell, I mean, that should be huge for their defense because they didn't re-sign Frankie Louvu. Oh, yeah, and then Deontay Johnson, forgot about that. So they ended up trading for him. They traded away Dante Jackson, but Dante Jackson's a dude. Like, that's what's wild is they got the Steelers' defense is going to be nasty. It really is. Like, now, I don't know if they've had a true number one cornerback in a while, and Dante Jackson is going to come in and be a true number one for them, and that's going to make Joey Porter Jr.'s life like way easier. He's not even going to have to go up against any number ones anymore. Yeah, Panthers got an A if you mix in that trade, because yeah, that was big. Getting Deontay Johnson, like, their wide receiver room sucks. Like, it's crazy that Deontay Johnson is going to improve their wide receiver room like that much. What up, Sean? He said deal structure will be most important for the Vikings. Vikings not going to want to wait to give the NTC and the Vikings can just chill for a bit. Nothing happening until minimum 6 months from now. Or the Jets. Okay, yeah. Zeb says Steelers D going to be nasty, but Russell Wilson going to flop. I mean, their offense has been whack. Like, their line is horrible. You got Najee over there. But yeah, like, it's bad. It is going to be bad for their offense, for sure. Definitely is. Peacock said Arthur Smith calling that offense. No thanks. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be too many people who are going to be super gung-ho on drafting Steelers. Like, it's got to be late. It got to be real late, for sure. Bake said trade T. Higgins plus some draft picks for JJ so he can get back with his LSU brethren. I mean, I guess like it's the some draft picks like that. That's very, very vague. It could be a lot of different things. So I don't know. It just depends on the draft picks. Depends on those picks. I see the Bears. Jalen Johnson, I mean, re-signing him. They franchise tagged him, so he was never officially a free agent. They got DeAndre Swift. They traded for Ryan Bates, O-lineman. They got Gerald Everett. They got Kevin Byard, Jonathan Owens. Yeah, this one, I don't know. Like, this is, I'll get C plus, C. This was, I mean, Jalen Johnson, like that, I guess because he was never a free agent. Like, that was just like a good signing that they needed to keep him around. Like, he's a beast. So, yeah, glad they weren't stupid and let him walk. Jamie said Steelers going to run the ball 50 times a game, let Russ throw it 10 times. I mean, that'd be the smart way, right? Strange said, even if the Bengals trade T. Higgins, I don't want JJ. Oh, no, no, no. He's talking about fantasy football, not reality. Yeah, he's talking about a fantasy football trade. Right? You weren't talking about real life, right? Right, Bakes? Dang, so the deal with T. Higgins is 21.8 mil for the franchise tag. Then they got Geno, and then they got Zach Moss. Yeah, this is I know they didn't have a lot of money, but I guess yeah, this is like for them. Oh shit, he was talking reality. It's a possibility. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So yeah, so Stranger said even if the Bengals did trade Higgins, I don't want JJ. Give me the draft pick so I can spend my money elsewhere. There we go. Greg said, is Deshaun Watson the biggest bust for the worst contract in NFL history? No team will ever want to give 100% guaranteed QB contract again. Then the Broncos take a major cap hit, dumped Russell Wilson. So not as of yet, not as of yet, because it's really because like last year was like the first year that he was getting paid and he got hurt. Like, cause remember the year before the year that, how many games did he play? He came in like what, week 13? Would he play four games? I can't remember how many games he played, but he was only getting paid like $1 million like then. So they definitely, if he doesn't do anything this year, yes, he will go down in history for worst contract, you know, ever. The thing is, nobody wants to go to Cleveland. Like that's how much Cleveland had to pay him just to be able to get him to go over there. I mean, to get him to stay, because, I mean, they traded for him to come over there. But, yeah, and Russell Wilson, it really wasn't even Russell Wilson's fault. Like, the play calling was shit from the beginning in year one. And then him and Sean Payton, like, hated each other, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's, yeah, that's on Sean Payton. What up, Zoo Crew? And Bake said, never mind, I didn't see a signed T. Higgins. I mean, I didn't see that either. Like, I think that this is just a franchise tag is what I'm assuming. Yeah. Tino said, Cleveland QB full of predators. The QB room. Hello. Zoo said, like, T in a first and a second for JJ. Pff, nah, hell no. No way. That's funny. Stranger said, hilarious. The Justin Jefferson rumor literally started from Bengals Twitter with nothing to back it up. That's funny. Yeah, it's just, I mean, if it's on the internet, it must be true now. Like, that's the way, that's how it goes. Big said, I thought he was still holding out. Yeah, let me go see that. Because remember, he requested the trade. So I don't think he signed the franchise tag. Yeah, so I mean, I'm guessing the 21.8 is just
the what's it called? The franchise tag, but I thought it was more. Ah, stranger said, Jamie, my condolences. Jamie said, I don't even want to go to Cleveland and I live here. Oh man, Peacock is still he's still pissed at Watson. I'm sure that's never going. Zeb said Watson gonna show Jay Winston all the massage parlors in Cleveland. You already know. Sean, I do it for the number 18 slash second plus T for JJ, depending on the extension value of T. Tino said it came from Bengals Twitter because they want the fans to pressure him to sign. Very good point. Very good point. Bake said, fuck yeah, JJ and Chase and Burrow. I mean, that'd be crazy. Mighty Joe Young is the only QB I feel JJ would want to connect with. Sharon said the most expensive wide receiver I want to see the Bengals adding is Wilson from Florida State in the third round. Okay. I like it. Yeah, Cleveland, Jameis Winston's and Darius Smith. They re-signed him, Jordan Hicks. I mean, this is pretty blah. I mean, that's like a D plus, if anything. Oh, look at this. This is like an F minus. Look at the Cowboys. the only signing is a long snapper. What the fuck, Cowboys? What the fuck, Cowboys? Nobody signed nobody. And let me see. Hold on. Here you go. Nobody. Who'd the Cowboys sign? Nobody. They had to sign somebody. Nobody. Oh, man. Tino said about to have the best NFL draft ever. Bake said, have the Saints signed anybody yet? Let's see. Where are they? No. Yes, but Willie Gay. I mean, yeah. that's a big thumbs down. Willie Gay, like that's the only person that they signed. That's even worse than that long snapper, because I don't even know who he is, but that long snapper might actually make a difference for the Cowboys. Willie Gay will not. And then DeMario Davis and the Honey Badger, I mean, those are re-signings from their squad, so we'll give them a nobody, just like Banks requested. Who'd the Saints sign? Nobody. Nobody. All right, let's see. Broncos. Mike Burton. Malcolm Roach. Who is that? Brandon Jones. That one was a weird one. And they gave him a bag, too. PJ Locke, Will Lutz. That's pretty much nobody. Pretty much nobody. Detroit. They signed that guard. Yeah, who? Graham Glasgow. Amik Robertson, the cornerback. Marcus Davenport. Where was he at last year? Minnesota, right? Jalen Revis-Maybin. just crazy three-name dude. Linebackers, whatever. Manuel Mosley, they re-signed him. Carlton Davis, okay, I didn't see this. Okay, let's see. Trade involving the Lions receiving 6 round picks in 24 and 25 in exchange for a 3rd round pick. Okay, so they traded a 3rd round pick, and they got Carlton Davis and a 6th rounder in 24 and 25. I like Carlton Davis. Like, that's a really good move. For them, I really like him. That is that's a good move for them. Gave up the 3rd rounder though, so let's see if he produces. Packers got McKinney,
Kasan Nixon, they re-signed him. Josh Jacobs. This is like the most free agent acquisitions that Green Bay Packers have like ever done. Like, I don't remember them ever getting like a star on each side of the ball. And like in free agency, that like never happens for them. Texans, look at that long list of guys. Joe Mixon started off with the trade. They re-signed Dalton Schultz. They picked up Azeez Al-Shaair and Denico Autry over there. Jeff Okuda. Oh shit, they got this. They have. Did the Danielle Hunter shit happen already? Because he's there. Now it has him 2 years, 49 mil. Uh-oh. Got that straight cash, homie. Yeah. Damn. Mike Ford, Lonnie Johnson, Desmond King, Eric Murray, Fairbairn. It's gonna be tough to say that any team did better than the Texans. We already went over the Colts. Jaguars, Gabe Davis. Come on, man. Gabe Davis. Did they franchise tag Josh Allen? I can't remember. Then they got Mac Jones in the trade for a sixth rounder. I mean, they got him for nothing. Yeah, they signed that guard. They got Darnell Savage. I don't know who Mitch Morris is or if he's going to play. But center as well. Pretty solid. Oh, shit. Chris Jones, 5 year, 160 mil. So they did ink that deal. The Jerry Sneed got franchise tagged. Drew Tranquil stays around to be like a Swiss Army knife for them. As an inside linebacker, 3 years, 19 mil. Ah, man, yeah, Matt Eraser, whatever the fuck his name is. Fucking scumbag. They signed Irv Smith as well. I mean, that was the Chiefs making at least re-signing three of the guys, you know, that they probably really needed to on defense. Christian Wilkins, this was huge for the Raiders. 4 years, 110 mil. Insane in the membrane. Gardner Minshew, who's going to compete, apparently. That center, Andre James. Amir Abdullah, they re-signed. That's nothing. Yeah, that was big time, though, getting Wilkins. Chargers, oh, man. Yeah, this is a big nobody. Gus Edwards, Will Disley, and Alohi Gilman. why do they have it as Alohi Gilson? Yeah, that's a big nobody right there. Rams, they needed to protect Stafford. They needed to protect Stafford. So we got two guards there. Colby Parkinson, I don't know why. Oh, Darius Williams. I didn't see that he got signed on over there. That should be solid for them. And DeMarcus Robinson. Okay, yeah, they re-signed him kind of early. This was a big one. This one came in yesterday. Jordan Brooks going to the Dolphins. 3 years, 30 mil. Man, they got rid of Jerome Baker over there. That is kind of rough, but Jordan Brooks, he's going to kill it over there. And they got Jordan Poyer as well. I saw that today. Man, they got double Jordans over there. Crispy in the house. What up, Crispy? We're just going through the different moves, like team by team. Yeah, they got Shaq Barrett as well to go alongside Bradley Chubb. Could not think of his name. Saved my life there. Vikings, man. I know that Peacock said he's happy that the Texans didn't pay him that much. Dang. So they're getting a lot of fallout from the Texans. Two of the top guys that they signed, Grenard and Cashman. Over there. Yeah, they got the Van Ginks. They got Aaron Jones. They got Sam Darnold. Damn, Sam Darnold's getting paid more than Aaron Jones. Oh, man. Patriots re-signing. Yeah, they re-signed a bunch of guys here.
who'd they pick up? They picked up Jacoby Brissett. They picked up Antonio Gibson. They got Taki Taki over there. Christian Ellis re-signed. The Saints, we already said nobody. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I totally forgot about this. Brian Burns going to the Giants. 5 years, 150 mil. Whew. And that was after the trade with the Panthers. Got a guard. They got Drew Lock. They got Singletary. They got a tackle, offensive tackle. The Jets, Tyrod Taylor, Greg the Leg. Javon Kinlaw, okay. Eagles, Bryce Huff. They're getting that rush. They got Saquon. They got just Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. They re-signed Brandon Graham. Then a long snapper, a punter, and Zach Bond. Steelers, Patrick Queen, Russell Wilson, and then Dante Jackson. Man, they're killing it with their defensive pickups because of the re-signing in the trade. We'll see what Russ Wilson does. Leonard Floyd for the Niners. Leonard Floyd. Yetur Gross-Moss. Okay, they're getting there. They got multiple edge rushers there. George Odom, not sure who that is. For the Seahawks, Leonard Williams. I mean, they re-signed him. Noah Fant, they re-signed him. Thomas said Bengals signed Jones Stone. What the fuck? Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw that. Jerry said the lack of Bengals news is getting concerning. Need a reader and starting quality right tackle so I can relax. Bakes said, wonder if Jalen Phillips will be cut after getting injured since they signed Shaq Barrett. He was decent. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Phillips sucked, man. That he, what was it, Achilles with him or ACL? One of the two. Can't remember. Tennessee Titans, Awuzie, 3 years, 36 mil. Tony Pasta, Cushionberry, Kenneth Murray. Oh, man, that guy's a scrub and a long snapper. And last team here, look at the Commandos making all types of moves. Dorrance Armstrong coming over from the Cowboys. Frankie Louvu, that's going to be solid. Austin Eckler, Marcus Mariota, Zach Ertz, Jeremy Chin. And Thomas said, good, that dude's great, A-plus signing. Oh, well, yeah, man. I mean, I know that I just said that he was good. He is awesome. But I guess having Dax Hill and Jordan Battle, I don't know. Like, why? I wonder, are they going to get rid of one of those guys? That's a lot of interesting moves right there. Free agency this year has been very fun. It's been very fun. A lot of guys on the move. Might be the biggest running back RB free agency class like ever. Super crazy. Bakes had been hearing chase to the Panthers after letting go Brian Burns. He's all right. Stranger said Hill and Battle both play good closer to the line, so Stone is more of a high safety. Well, there you go. And they're going to be running a lot of three safety sets, right? Because, yeah, all three of those guys on the field at the same time. Going to be kind of crazy. All right, here we go. Dabs. Tino said, is Gus the only RB in San Diego? It's funny. See, people still say San Diego. They still, what the hell's dude's name? Hold on, let's see. Isaiah Spiller. I couldn't think of his name.
But yeah, that's really it. I mean, they got that Jarrett Patterson or whatever and Elijah Dotson. But yeah, I think Spiller is the because the other, both the other old guys, they're just not there anymore. I can't even think of their names right now. But they're both old.
Spiller is old.
But yeah, even Spiller though, I mean, fourth round guy hasn't really done much of like anything. That now going into his third year now, right? I think. But they never really did anything. We've never seen them use him, you know. Oops. Let me see. Did a trade happen that I was supposed to push through? Whoa. Big time trade here. All right. What do you guys think of this? All right. This is in one of the Hustler Dynasty Leagues. Super flex offense only. Team A receives Justin Jefferson. Team B receives TJ Hockenson, George Pickens, the 103, and the 312. That's who I was thinking of, Josh Kelly. Yeah, Josh Kelly's old.
Simmons is old.
Strange. I expect to see a lot of Dax Hill and the old Trey Flowers coverage in the tight end role. Okay. And Tino says, this is a solid RB2. I mean, it remains to be seen yet for me. I know he has the potential. But, never really seen it. I mean, and really his potential is really just based off of like shit that happened in college at this point. Oh, man. Stupid no caller ID fucks. Yeah, Tina says, isn't Kelly a free agent too? Yeah. Yeah, he's not on the Chargers roster right now. I mean, they have technically four running backs on their roster. But those last two, I mean, yeah. All right, one more dab, and we're going to get up out of here. Whew. Let me see. We're getting ready to start another. All right. All right. Dab it up. Let's go. Dabs, 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 dabs. Dab. Oh, let's go. Big said the JJ side won that trade. I feel so too. I feel so too. Thomas said, just a reminder, everyone that buys everything the media sells you, the Bears aren't shopping field. Poles seems committed to building around him. They can't trade the number one pick until Caleb's medical. There we go. And I was of the mindset that they were always going to keep Fields. But yeah, that's interesting about Caleb's medical. That they can't move that pick until something with Caleb's medical. And who knows? Do they just shock the world and go Marvin Harrison Jr.? But they, I even said though, they just need to trade that away. Get a bigger haul this year than you got last year. I mean, shit, it's because of trading that away that they even have this pick to begin with. So you got to take a team who like got to make a trade again, get like 3 first rounders for them. I mean, if someone's going to trade 3 first rounders to be able to get Trey Lance, they should be trading 3 first rounders to be able to get Caleb, if that's who they're going with. Peacock said, who's carrying the rock in Dallas? They're probably drafting. Tino said it's going to be Deuce. He said it as a joke, obviously. But yeah, they're probably going to, I mean, what other option do they have? There's no other running backs that are out there. If you were going to get someone, that opportunity, that ship has sailed. Oh man. Tino said, I'll carry it, Uncle Jerry. Give me 2 cycles of HGH. I'll be ready by this season. Let's go. Yes, Bakes. Aaron Jones signed to the Vikings. 1 year, $7 million. Thomas said, but literally 99% of the news reports are saying Fields is garbage. No one wants him. Poles is falling. And the teams like Atlanta are smart. Paying guys like Mooney $40 million. And apparently passing on Fields. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. It's stupid, like the kind of news that we get. Like, we try to diagnose it and cut through the bullshit as much as we can. Is one of the things that I said about this time period, like free agency all the way to the draft, I feel like people are feeding Mel Kiper Jr. bullshit. And he's one of the people who everybody is listening to. And so, like, I was like, if you were going to, like, if you were gonna, like, not trade Fields and you're, like, trying to give the wrong type of news, what type of news would you be giving? Probably that you're gonna trade him. And so, like, that's what's funny is, like, it's almost like, whatever these rumors are, you can almost go off of the opposite when it comes to like a lot of the trade rumors. Because what was it? It was the Steelers. They were out on Russ, right? And like the next day, then they like traded for him or then they picked him up or whatever. Yeah, it's we just it's all Fugazi anyways. It's all Fugazi. All right. Shane said, Thomas, yeah, it's yours off the rails. I swear it's off seasons like IQ. Aptitude test to see if you're an NPC or not. Turns out most people are NPCs. All right. Stranger said, long term, I eventually expect Dax Hill to take over the slot cornerback from Hilton. Man, if he did that, like that would just through the roof tackles. All right. So he would be perfect for the Cowgirls since his family's there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it was only $7 million. Said Dallas is fucking stupid. They should have signed Jones. He whoops their ass every time he's played against each other. Yeah. Oh man, funny. It's funny. Peacock said, I'm drafting Tino in round four then. Dino said that, thanks, brother. I'll probably be undrafted. We got the inside scoop. Uncle Jerry slept through free agency. Yeah, because you know who the Cowboys picked up in free agency? Nobody. 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 That's who they got. A whole bunch of nobodies. Oh, man. I'll respond to this message and then one more dab, and then we're going to get up out of here. Let's keep the noties on. Always got to keep gotta have Twitter X always up. Nothing on Twitter. All right. Whew. Let's do another dab. Thomas said, Alex Lisa had a sick. Did you write the SD on it? No, no, no. Where do you see the SD? Is it over here? This is, it's a grassroots hat. Super sick. I guess like that is the right side up. No, yes, it is that way. But yeah, grassroots, some of the dopest hats around. I've been trying to like get a deal worked with them where you know, we could push their product and stuff, make a couple bucks, you know, off of sending the sales their way. But yeah, it just never seems to happen. But every time I go to one of these trade shows, I'm usually buying like one of their hats because they always got new ones coming out. This one was so dope, but I could only get a 7.5. And it was like, usually I think it was like 7 1/8. Yeah, my head's really weird because when I got a lot of hair, I can't fit the 7 1/8. But yeah, it's like right now my hair is really short though, and like the hat's all like wiggly and loose on me and shit. All right. One more dab. Here we go. Yeah, Peacock said use a 7 1/8 also. Probably a very average size head for a Mexican dude. Oh, Thomas said the SD next to the L. Oh, no, I didn't do that. It's I do remember seeing that. Yeah, I'm not even sure what the SD actually stands for there. Oh, Thomas has a big dome, 7 5/8. There we go. And there we go. Tom said it looks like magic marker. Would dig it if you it was a personal touch. No. They did that on there. And I assumed it was like, I don't know, Sour Diesel or something. Wasn't even really sure. But yeah, real trippy, right? LSD, duh. Duh. Oh man, see, that's how dumb that's how dumb I get sometimes being a stoner. Yeah, LSD, duh. And they're hella tripped out, everything. Yeah, her whole face is fucking melting. Yeah, they're all about the weed and psychedelics with the grassroots. Fuck. Woo. Oh man. That was the one. That was the one. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Peacock says straight seven is too tight. 7 1/4 is too big. Oh, man. All right, we're getting out of here. Fat dabs, iron lungs only. Let's get it. Might do a mock draft tonight. I got to see everything that's going on. Noble's got an earlier karate class today. So, yeah, we need to be, we'd either need to be starting at like 2 o'clock or like starting at like 6 o'clock. One of the two. Yeah, because got to give enough time to actually do the mock, and it might take, I don't know, I guess if we just do a rookie mock only, it might only take like 30 minutes, but I was thinking about potentially like a startup. So we'll see. I'll hit you guys up in Patreon. If you guys aren't signed up in Patreon, make sure you guys get over there, 420crew.org. A lot of mock drafts going to be going down. Insane amount of mock drafts. That's pretty much all we're going to be doing. If I'm live streaming outside of the morning, it's going to be a mock draft. Like, that's pretty much it. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow, unless we do a mock draft tonight. So be paying attention in Patreon. We'll see you guys there. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.